don't mind. Nick, this is your reality, right? This was the decision, and you've embraced it.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to push through it for as long as I could, and eventually came to a point where it just was too painful, on the field, off the field, to continue trying to push through it, and had to think about my long-term health and take care of that and prioritize it.
So where are we at right now in terms of just dealing with it for you, the reality of that?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You never like missing time, and knowing I'm going to miss the rest of the season is tough, especially knowing the group of guys we have in here, and knowing the possibility of us having a nice season and getting a chance to get in the playoffs. But, you know, I'm good. I'm moving forward, and I can't change it right now. And all I can do is tackle the rehab the best way I know how.
Lastly for me, I'm sorry. You had a conversation with Torrey. He described it. Can you tell us what that was like?
When
you guys decided that you're going to shut down?
Not sure exactly what conversation you're referring to, but I just was kind of upfront with him from the beginning of spring training that, hey, this isn't good, but I'm going to push through it as long as I can. And, you know, obviously hopeful that something turns a corner with the rehab and, you know, got some cortisone shots and all that, but never really turned the corner, just kind of went the opposite direction.
What did they end up doing?
Two different bone spurs. They took care of, cleaned up the bursa and the rotator cuff tendons, and then repair on the labrum.
Was all of that expected?
The part on the labrum repair was up in the air, but it was known beforehand that it was a good possibility, yeah.
Is there any sense for which of it was causing you the most trouble?
Kind of all of the above. I think the bone spurs are probably more of the issue with the hitting, and the labrum more with the throwing.
The labrum is probably the one that happened on the dive, you think, right?
Probably, yeah. It's hard to say, but probably.
So have they said you're done for the year?
Yeah, gave me about a 6-month timetable for recovery. Yeah.
Did they say the bone spurs also contributed to the fraying and the loose tissue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you experiencing discomfort for?
So originally, right before the season started in 2020, I dove for a ball here in summer camp, and that's the first time I heard it, and basically been kind of dealing with it since.
Given all that's going on in there, what were the reactions from the doctors in terms of your ability to have been able to play through it this long?
Not sure. You probably have to ask them that, but the only interaction I guess I've had recently was with Dr. Elitrosh, who did the surgery, and he basically pointed out several things in the MRI. He's like, yeah, I understand why you're having so much pain, and you know, you've tried everything you can, and you need to go get it fixed now.
Is your timetable, you expect to be ready for spring training next year?
100%, yeah. A 6-month timetable would put it mid-December, so I should have, you know, even hopefully a normal off-season, at least half the off-season, to be able to train and get back for next season for sure.
It wasn't showing up in the same way on the MRIs before, and for all this stuff to be going on.
Yeah, I think sometimes the imaging can be inconclusive at times, but there was plenty of stuff on the imaging that showed that there was abnormalities, and you know, every doctor is going to have their own interpretation of it, I guess. But I don't know what else to tell you on that. You'd have to ask those guys specifically.
Okay. I'm just kind of amazed at this long. The way you were explaining it to us in the spring, it was not that clear cut, and then to have all these things going on.
He's a tough guy, man.
Wow.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, but I'm just more wondering, like, because there's a lot of time that you wound up trying to play through it when you could have maybe had it done last October or something. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I'll leave it at that.
What does the outlook look like beyond next year as far as you having a normal rest of your career?
Yeah, it should be back to full health by the middle of the offseason, and you know, ready to move forward with the rest of my career. Yep.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Good luck.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.